Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Shouzi Chu, TikTok's boss, testified before a committee of America's House of Representatives. Lawmakers from both parties shared concerns that the app, which is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company, could be used as a tool of surveillance and propaganda by the Chinese government. Mr. Chu's plan to safely store America's data was met with pronounced skepticism. The Bank of England raised interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point to 4.25%, despite recent turmoil in the banking sector. Britain's higher-than-expected inflation data for February, released on Wednesday, meant that the decision was not unexpected. America's Federal Reserve increased its rate by the same margin on Wednesday. Oleksandr Syrsky, Ukraine's second most senior soldier, said that a counterattack against Russian forces in Bakhmut would launch very soon as enemy soldiers have grown exhausted. The battle for the eastern Ukrainian town has become talismanic in recent months. Meanwhile, Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, visited the southern region of Kherson, which is partly occupied by Russian forces. The share price of Block, a digital payments firm formerly known as Square, plunged by 15% after Hindenburg Research alleged that it facilitates fraud and inflates its user numbers. The short seller, which took on the Adani Group in January, claimed that Block's Cash App is rife with duplicate accounts operated by scammers. Block called the allegations factually inaccurate. Protests in France against President Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reforms turned violent, with more than 120 police injuries and 172 arrests reported. Tear gas and water cannons were deployed on protesters in cities such as Nantes and Rennes. More than 1 million people demonstrated across the country, and unions called for new protests and strikes next week. World Athletics, the governing body for track and field sports, barred transgender women athletes from competing in female categories at events that determine world rankings. There are reportedly no current transgender athletes affected by the ruling, but a move to lower the permissible level of testosterone in intersex athletes could exclude Caster Semenye, a South African runner, and 12 others from competition. Andy Byford, the public transport manager who earned the affectionate moniker Train Daddy when he ran New York City's subway system from 2018 to 2020, will oversee Amtrak's high-speed rail program. Mr. Byford, a British citizen, resigned as London's transport commissioner in September. His tenure in New York earned plaudits. Hopes will be high that he can finally deliver high-speed rail to America. And fact of the day, 3.2 billion, the number of people who played video games in 2022. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.